God bless
Blog
you.
Talk
bless you.
Radio.
Jesus Christ International Ministries, we thank God for you for being here. We thank God for those that are listening by electronic means and those of you, amen, are coming with us this morning by Facebooks and other instruments. We'll pray, Father, we thank you this morning for being with us. We thank you, Lord, for stretching your hand of deliverance and bind Satan's hand on every part. Lord, we thank you for your love and your kindness, O God, and your mercy, O God, and your tender mercy, how you helped us and encouraged us and delivered us. Lord, we thank you, because whom the Son has set free, we are free indeed. And Lord, we thank you for the freedom that you've given us to have another life, O God, in Christ Jesus, in this world, we pray, amen. And God bless you. We thank you again today, amen, for being with us. Amen. We are making our first outing. Amen. Almost 3 months. Amen. We're here and assembling ourselves. Amen. In all ways. Like we say, we're saints of God. We believe in the law of the land. Amen. We abide by the law of the land. Long it does not, amen, push us to idolize or either learn a new God. Amen. Daniel, in the book of Daniel, amen. Daniel, during the time, Daniel prayed 3 times a day, but the king wanted Daniel to pray to him. Amen. So he wouldn't bow down and do that. He wouldn't bow down to do that. Amen. But he suffered, amen, the punishment from the king, amen, because he was the law of the land. But God stood up for him and took him through the fiery furnace. God stood up for him in the lion's den. Even the apostles, when they was preaching, amen, the gospel, and the government said, no, don't you do that, and don't you preach no more in the name of Jesus, amen. They preached anyway, but they got whipped, amen, and got thrown out, amen. But they did not bow down and turn their religious walk or their faith from God, because the world say don't do it. Even if the government say don't do it, and they want you to worship, like the Antichrist is coming and saying, Antichrist say, now if you don't do, I want you to worship me. And that's why it's slowly working into the Antichrist. Say, listen, I want you to worship me. If you don't worship me, I'm not going to let you eat or sleep until you take the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is another way of worshiping. So saints of God, as we in the world see that we're going through, this is our second economy condition. 2008 up to 2013 as an area. Now, another 10 years or more is going to another area. Amen. But in everything, God will turn everything around for his people. As long as we live for him and worship him, he always going to take care of us. Amen. Jesus already told us about the things that will come upon this land. Amen. So we're not being ignorant like Paul said. We're just not out there, don't know what's going to happen. No, with Jesus Christ, you always know what's going to happen. But we have to do, we have to apply ourselves under this grace walk. This is what we're going to talk about, amen, and study on a little while, this, amen, during this time, amen, of about grace. Romans 6, amen. Paul talks about grace. We're going to discuss what is grace, amen. What is grace, amen. What it is. Amen. This time, if you define grace, is like a time out, a mercy time, amen, where God give us a chance, amen, to get it right with him. Amen. It's like when y'all go to school, they have recess. I don't know if they still have it today. Amen. You have a break. Amen. Or even at work, you have a time you can break. Amen. Refresh yourself. Amen. So God given us a chance. Amen. Through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. He given us a chance to understand the world and to understand yourself. Amen. Many times we really don't understand ourselves or understand the world because of the fact we don't have the right information. You'd be surprised. A lot of things are hidden because of lack of information. Amen. God desires, amen, us to love him and to worship him. And know what he says, I'm going to give you the best. Amen. I'm not going to deprive you of life. I'm not going to deprive you, amen, of prosperity, glory. Amen. But I want you to understand that it came from me. It came from God, the God of creation. Amen. I always have to emphasize that, the God of creation. There are many people, amen, serving gods, but they're not the God of creation. Amen. The God of creation is the God, amen, that created everything. And you must understand that that's who we serve. We serve a God that created everything. You, the world, the cars, the trees, that's the God we serve. We serve the God that created everything. So don't let nobody talk against your God. And they say, "Oh, I got a God here, God." He said, "Well, listen, the God I serve, he created everything." And I've been caught in a discussion because they say, "No, no such thing." I said, "No, the God I serve, he created everything. He created everything. I don't want to talk about that God." I said, "Yeah, this is the God I serve. He created everything." And you see, you know, there are many little gods in the world now. There are many little gods in the Garden of Eden. Amen. In the Garden of Eden, amen, there are many little gods. There are many little gods. Amen. But there's the God we serve. In the book of St. John, then we also go into the book of Genesis, Romans 6, we talk about grace. Amen. We're talking about grace. Amen. In the book of St. John, amen, and the 12th verse, we're going to take it from the 12th verse, the 6th verse. Let's talk from the 6th verse, the Gospel according to John, the 6th verse. "And there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. And he was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. But he came on his own, and his own received him not." Now he's talking about how God himself, amen, created everybody, and he came unto his own. We are God's own, amen. But we did not receive him. We did not accept him. But as many as received him, he gave he power to become the sons of God. There's not son, but sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. Amen. Do you believe on God's name? You believe in him? Amen. You can consider it. Amen. One of the sons of God. Which was born not of the blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. Amen. This is why Jesus said we must be born again. When you be born again, you start all over again. Like our young children here, amen, they've been born in this natural world. When God accepts you as your Lord and Savior, amen, and he put his spirit in you, amen, he give you a whole new chance to start all over. All over. So whatever had happened prior to you loving Jesus, loving the world and accepting the world, when God gave you his new spirit, amen, he don't change your outside body. This is what Nicodemus was upset about. Amen. But notice, amen, the 14th verse, "But the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Amen. Jesus is full of grace and truth. Amen. God will not lie to you. He's full of grace and truth. He is truth. He is truthful. Amen. Amen. So we're talking about grace this morning. Romans chapter 6. We're talking about grace. What is grace? Amen. Jesus Christ is grace. He is grace and truth. Amen. He gave us a chance. We have a bill to pay. Amen. We have to pay God for all the things that we have done. There's a payment. That's why you find all through the world there's an exchange. There's exchange. Amen. Even though you say, well, let me borrow this from you. Many people know the family, relative, somebody had borrowed something from you, and they haven't given it back to you. Amen. Well, when you borrow, it's just like a payment. God says, even in the Garden of Eden, amen, that the family of God, Adam and Eve, had done something that God told them not to do. So the Lord set up a plan to bring man back. Amen. It was a law of the land. You have done something. Amen. God wanted something back. So Adam and Eve, he killed the lamb, Adam and Eve, back in the Garden of Eden, the blood. Amen. But he told Adam and Eve, because of you did this, now you're going to have to work from the land. Your punishment for a man to work by the sweat of his brow, and a woman bearing children, amen, is her duty. Amen. A woman is a gifted person. Don't let no women don't let people talk you down. Amen. God give you the ability to adapt to any man. Amen. But you got to have something in common of your experience in life. Amen. You learn how to adapt. Amen. That's why they call you a helper. Any of you goes out and you see jobs, say we need somebody to be a help. This person will train you how to help. Amen. So a woman is skillful, and she is talented, and she can adapt. Amen. So man, amen, the mankind had fallen from God. Amen. And God sent his son. He sent his son to bring us back to him. He bring us back to him. Now let's take a real note. Amen. If you ever read the Bible and see why God said, don't do this, don't do this, and you find out through the church life, people do things. Amen. And he knows, God knows, that you have to realize that now your living is power in God's eyesight. Your living is powerful. Amen. The things you do is so powerful to God that he recognized he give you favor just for living right. That's what Abraham found. Amen. Abraham found, amen, if we go back to Romans 4, but we're not going to look at that. We're talking about grace. Amen. Abraham found, amen, that he living right, righteousness, they call it righteousness. Abraham found this because he living right. He found out that's power. That's grace. Amen. Your living right gets you in heaven. And righteousness means that you follow the laws and rules and regulations. Even when you get on the road, those of you that have learned how to drive, you know if you abide by the laws and rules and regulations, amen, you have the ability and the power, amen, to go anywhere in the land. Anywhere in the land. You know you're following the rules and regulations, amen, you're not breaking any laws, you go anywhere in the land, amen, because you feel freedom. The signs say one way, you go one way. Amen. Say turn, you turn, this, that, and the other. But when you start going against the signs and going against all the lights, you find you can be hidden to make an accident with other people because you're going against the rules and regulations of the government and of the county. Amen. But if you go with the rules and regulations of God, he'll stand up for you. He'll stand up for you like Psalms 1. Amen. Look at Psalms 1 very, very quickly before we go into grace. Look at Psalms 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly. Amen. That standeth in the way of sinners. Amen. If you turn there for a moment, amen. And he said that, but his delight in the light of the Lord, and his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Amen. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff where the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. See, you in the congregation of the righteous. Amen. You in the club, you in the million dollar club, according to God. Amen. You the favored ones. For he knows the way of the righteous. God know what you're going to do next, what you're going to do this, and what you're trying to do, so he can easily go along with you. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. David went so far, David said he never seen the righteous forsaken. He never seen a person living right, God turned his back on him. God turned his back. So living right is powerful. Amen. You be persecuted, be talked about just because you living right. So because you living right, you have a right to ask God to do something for you. You don't have to be fasting. You don't have to have a lot of money. You don't have to be healthy. You don't have to have a job. You just living right. And God will move for you. God will move for you. Now, what the world says, the world will bring up some kind of obligation to make God move. But living right move God. Amen. The apostles was out there preaching, and they said, listen, if you preach again, amen, we're going to punish you. And they know. They know they'd rather go against man instead of go against God, because that's righteousness. Righteousness is powerful. James said in the fifth chapter of James said, call for the elders of the church, amen, and let them pray over you. Because the prayer of a righteous man, a prayer of a righteous woman, means something. Amen. Your prayers and my prayers, many of you are here because of somebody else's prayer. Not because you was living right, just because somebody else was praying for you. We sang that song, My Mother Prayed for Me. And many of us know we didn't even have the mind to treat people right. We was caught in a zone. Amen. We was in a zone of doing wrong. Amen. And then if people did us wrong, we was caught up in getting back at them. But somebody had the favor of God. That's righteousness. Somebody had the favor of God because they was living right. And it's a powerful thing. And the enemy knows those that live upright. Amen. They'll call them all kind of things and say anything and tempt them all kind of ways because they want to get you out of living right with God. Because righteousness is powerful. It's powerful. You're just walking in Psalm 1, so you're talking to God and trying to study his word. Amen. You might not get all the scriptures right, but you treat your neighbor right. Amen. You're keeping his 10 commandments and you're doing everything you know you possibly can. That moves God. That moves God. Amen. All the saints know down through the years, amen. Amen. You might not have the virtue and the strength that you had when you first started out with God, but just make it, just live right. It helps your children. Amen. It helps your children and your cousin, your relative. They want to come to God. Oh, we don't like your church. We don't like this. We don't like that. Amen. But you just pray for them. God hear them. Hear those people. Amen. Those praying grandmothers, those praying mothers. Amen. Many times I went out on mission, the thing just went so smooth. Amen. We know about smooth. Amen. We did what we needed to do what we want to do. Amen. Don't you know God makes things move for you when you pray and talk to God? You might say, well, I'm bored. I ain't nothing now. And the devil say, well, you ain't got nothing to do. You should have some fun. Why you bored? God moving them devils from around you. In 91st Division of Song, that's one of the prayers I pray for you all. The 91st Division of Song. Amen. The 27 songs. Amen. The blood of Jesus. I pray and call your name all the time because that's my job. Amen. Pastor interceding for you. You say, you hear other saints. Oh, the house broke down. The car broke down. Every time you find people, well, you find them on the job sometime you work with. Amen. But who? Somebody got to be praying for you. If you stop going to church and stop being in the congregation of the righteous and you fall among unrighteous people, amen, your prayers can be hindered. Amen. Amen. The enemy fight enough against you when you're not praying. Amen. So we want to intercede, be an interceder. Amen. Romans 6 says, so when we get to the fact to understand, amen, God has intercede for you. He has paid your price. Amen. He has given you a whole new bill of sale. This is what Paul said. And Paul, amen, when you read Romans 6 again, read and look at the Corinthian churches and these certain churches, why so much hell is breaking loose, what's going on, because of the people have forgotten about or have not been educated about what grace is and how valuable God is and how valuable it is to live right. Amen. Amen. Because the enemy is always tempting you. He always throwing something out there at you. All the time. All the time. Amen. Romans 6 says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Amen. Why should you? This is what Paul was saying. Now, why should you continue, amen, in your old lifestyle when God has cleared you from that? It's like you're going to the bank, you're going to some place to get a job, you're going to get some money. Amen. Now you got that job you want. Now you got the money you want. Why should you go back and act like you ain't got no money? Or act like you ain't got no job? This is what Paul's saying. Why are you trying to continue to act like you don't have anything when God done gave you something? Say, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know you not that so many was baptized in Jesus Christ, were baptized unto his death? Therefore we are buried with him by the baptism unto his death, that likewise as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so also we should walk in the newness of life. Amen. When we go in baptism, water baptism was your liquid grave. Your liquid grave. You went down into a water baptism, which symbolizes, amen, you're being buried. You've been buried in your old life. You've been buried, but you've been buried in Christ. You've been buried in Christ. He said you've been baptized in Christ. Amen. When you go down and be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and Jesus Christ, and you come up, you was baptized in his death. Amen. So when you come up in the newness of life. You get the newness of life. God's Spirit is inside of you. Amen. As time goes on, you begin to feel that difference. You begin to see that difference in your life. Amen. Then that great sensation, amen, that new experience, amen. Then after a while, it's down to your education now. It's down to your education. Paul said in Romans 6 and 13, he said that in 12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey the lust thereof, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but yield yourself to God as though they are alive from the dead and your members as instrument of righteousness. Other words, amen, why should you continue doing the old things that you know is wrong? That you know. There's some things we don't know. Amen. Like I made a testimony, amen, the man when I used to work, amen, and among these owners, they were sailors, amen, and I was working with them doing mechanics part-time, amen, selling insurance and working part-time with them. Eventually got on with them full-time, amen, and people come up and I witness to them and talk to them because I could talk. You know, they knew I was Christian. They knew I was with them. Amen. And a man came up one day. He was discussing. I was telling him about Christ. He said, yeah, but I can't be saved. I can't be saved. I said, why you can't be saved? He said, I killed a man. I killed a man because of the fact I was a fighter. And I was in the ring boxing. And I kept telling the referee, you know, stop it, stop it. And they didn't stop it. Amen. So when he fell out, amen, he died. And over 20 years, he kept that on his heart. It's been on his mind. He can't be forgiven. And I explained, I said, you know, God will forgive you for that. You confess that. Amen. And ask God to forgive you. Amen, amen. Because I realize you have to understand that God sends people around Christians for you some kind of way. They either see your life or God give you something to say to them about Christ. Something you saying. If it ain't just your life, or you might be able to give them a tract or you might be able to talk to them, but they see something in you. Amen. You might not all the time you be able to tell them, you know, about Jesus Christ or this, that, and to preach to them. No. God sent us, so he accepted that. Amen. So I went to the store like I always do, and they always said, buy me this and buy me that, you know, this, that, and the other, cigarettes, this, that, and the other. And I go, one day I was in the store, and the Spirit said, no. And I shook it. I said, oh. They said, no. So when I came back from the store, amen, and was at lunch, and they said, oh, why are you there? You know, you forgot about my beer. You got any? I said, no, I can't buy that. I'm a Christian. Well, you're not drinking it. You're not drinking it. You're not smoking it. Why? But this Romans 6 said, why should you can't use your instruments? Your instruments. Just your hands. Amen. Or your mouth saying something to somebody. Oh, go in there and buy me these lottery tickets. It's all right. Even though I got, you know, I so many times on the job, they always read the rights to me. Oh, you're Christian. All they do is give me a dollar. Everybody give a dollar and a number. If we win, we ain't going to give you the money. Amen. But we just need somebody to put their number. I said, no. We know you're a Christian. That ain't it. We're just trying to. I said, I understand that. Oh, boy, they just give me the rights. They give me the rights and all this, that, and the other. Amen. So there are many who come to the Holy Spirit. Let's say, you don't have to use yourself no more to support. Amen. I know we get all different kind of religion come around and people come around. Oh, buy this book for me. Amen. I'm trying to make my quota. I know you don't read them, but if you just buy the book, I'm almost there and everything. And I used to just, okay, here, this didn't stop me. No, you supporting them. Amen. One of the Third John say, don't you support that. Amen. When you might not go in there, you might not worship in there, amen, but know what you're doing? When you give money to that, you might think it's no harm, but you're helping them to go on, and you use your members. So how many would come up to you and say, take this offering, go to your church, help keep the lights on? No, they won't do that, but they'll come up to you just as bold and honest. Oh, you know, we don't respect, you know. I love you and everything. Just help me to do this. Help this. That's, no, I can't do that no more. I can't do that. Amen. That's against what I believe in. Amen. So grace, amen. God has freed you from using your hand, your mouth, your lifestyle. Now it's on you to just go out like you just go out like everything behind you. Paul said, I count it all lost. All that I did behind me is gone now. I'm not tied to that no more. Amen. By God, you're not tied. But whatever you give yourself to, you are a slave to that. If you give yourself to keep doing that, don't know why you got to keep doing it, you're a slave. If you can start doing your stuff, going to church, going to Christ, that's why the doors of the church always, pastor have church doors open, every place to go, because after a while, the more you go, the more you feel evil. The more you feel that you got, amen, you're free. Because after a while, the body and the mind automatically start walking into it. Well, I got to go to church today. I'm going to somebody's church as long as it's right. We're going on vacation. I said, when what church open? You know, even when you go out of town, oh, I'm going to get some home-cooked food. You know, who out there selling? You know, it gets in your system. The more you do right, they call it righteousness, amen, you find you're free. All right. God bless you, all those that are listening. We pray that you continue to listen for next time. God bless you. So the more that you do in Christ,